Bill here, Dave. I see I have to revisit the timeout timer on this Echolink installation because it goes off at 3 and that usually don't work out. It's got to be less than 3 minutes for sure. Back to you. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Okay, real good, Terry. Yeah, it was right at the very, very, very end because I keyed it up and the repeater came back up, so it was right at the very end of that transmission. Yeah, the was about the same here. We've had good and bad, and actually pretty cold weather for a week or so, and then it got warm again, and it just spin up and down, we're looking for, but it is January, and figure we got February and March, we'll be back in at least a little better weather. We're halfway through the month of January anyway, so that's a good thing. I've been spending a lot of time playing around with a Raspberry Pi. I haven't been doing a lot of radio stuff, and I've been thinking about maybe selling the radio that I'm on right now. I've got a ICOM 9700, very nice radio. It's all mode, three bands. I mean, it's great radio, but I don't use it that much, and it's a lot of money sitting here on the table, and I'm getting older, so I figured I'd maybe start downsizing a bit. So I've got a number of other 2-meter radios. I guess my go-to is that I bought a few years ago is my TS-2000. It'll do the 440, do 2 meters, do the all the HF stuff, do almost everything I wanted to do. But we're thinking about that anyway. And then I've also got the 7610. That's a great radio, but a lot of money is in here also on that. And the other ones I got, I'm sort of radio heavy, Jerry, so we're looking at that. Yeah, I've been playing with the Raspberry Pi. We got a couple Raspberry Pi 4s and been doing some projects with it and trying to learn some new things on it. So fun. Good time to do it during the winter time. I spend more time down in the shack than I do upstairs, and so that's it. Back to you there, Terry. I don't want time out either. K9SXHWADW.